Hey, welcome. I'm Mitch Reynolds. Lacrosse Talk PM on WYZM News Talk, 1410 AM, 92.3 FM. Thanks for joining us here this afternoon and this evening in this hour, brought to you by Habitat for Humanity. That's right, Habitat for Humanity supporting us this hour. Thanks to them, we're able to bring you this program on a regular basis, every day at 4 o'clock. And you can join us here in the studio on the Better Hearing Center talk and text line at 608-785-7914, 785-7914. Again, Better Hearing Center talk and text line. You can call in or text in. Either way, you get in on the phone. Works either way. We're also, if you'd like to join in on Facebook, you could do that. We're on Facebook Live right now, so you can see us. You can watch this whole thing happen in front of your very eyes, which is titillating, yes, but dangerous. So be wary, because it could be disturbing. I'm just giving you fair warning. If you are one of those who shies away from dramatic events, don't watch. Just don't. Anything could happen, especially this afternoon, because we have none other than Lacrosse Mayor Tim Cabot in the studio with us. Mayor Tim Cabot, once a month with the mayor. The mayor comes in, answers my questions and yours, and just basically a riot unleashes itself in our studio. Mayor, thanks for coming in.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here. And I was going to say, you never know when there's like replica statues or things that show up here as well. So
like I said, constant drama.
Chaos.
Chaos. Yes, it is. And we try to contain it as much as possible, but all manner of things can happen within the studio. So again, thanks for coming in. And again, Lacrosse Mayor Tim Cabot, he joins us once a month. We talk about Lacrosse City stuff, which can get entertaining at times. Oftentimes will let us in on some things that you're thinking that you haven't thought before, or you haven't let other people know that you thought before.
Sure,
We're hoping for some of that tonight, and who knows what's going on. Anybody that you're particularly ticked off at right now, by the way, just so I know where we can focus on in relation to questioning.
No, it's all good.
Wait, is it? Okay. Mayor, I think you know, I live in the city of Lacrosse in about 24th and Cass, thereabouts, and at 23rd and Cass, I noticed today that there was an excavator that showed up at an intersection that had been repaired earlier this summer that had remained closed for quite some time, and they're back to re-repair it. We don't need to get in the weeds with that one and what's actually happening there, although a water line sank, essentially.
Oh.
I mean, it's one of those. Does that, when you're dealing with, road issues, road repair issues, road construction issues, because it might be accurate to nickname you the road construction mayor or something, or barricade mayor.
I'll take it.
Orange cone mayor, something along those lines.
Sure.
Is it, whenever the barrels come out, and especially if it's one of those things where the contractor's got to go back and redo something, do you tend to get more phone calls, or is it people just kind of go, there you go again?
It's really all over the board, I think, because we've had a few projects where we've had situations like you're describing, and I'm not familiar with what's going on at 23rd and Cass.
They weren't going to tell you. Trust me. No one's going to bring the mayor up to speed on this one.
Well, we will get calls during the construction, and one, I think probably one of the most common beefs, if you will, which I can understand for folks that have to live next to the construction, is at times just the length of time it takes.
Yeah,
and that's some of that is just part of the process, and the fact that when we do a redo or repaving of a street, it's not just the street. Many times it's the utilities, and not just the city utilities, but the public or the private utilities as well. And coordinating, those folks and making sure that Xcel and, the cable companies and everybody else have their timelines in sync with ours can be challenging. And with the fact that we have so much going on, there are also times when contractors or subcontractors will get pulled away from one job to go do another job, unanticipated, and then that causes delays. So that's probably one of the most common just issues with the length of time it takes. And, our staff, they're doing everything in their power to try to keep things moved along as best as they humanly can. But, obviously you're at times victim of whether it's weather or you know, maybe there's a one of the utility companies have something that is unforeseen. I mean, that's where it tends to get a bit challenging. And that's when we'll get a lot of the, or most of the calls is, you know, my street's been, you know, under construction now for 4 months. Sure. When's it going to end?
Right.
And
right.
I can understand.
Yeah. I can imagine that. What would be, I guess the Cass Street project might be the one that is impacting the most people right now. Would that be fair in terms of traffic, or is that not?
Well, Market Street, Cass Street.
Oh, Market Street. Yeah, that's another big
one. I mean,
yeah.
In Market Street, it was interesting because I was, you know, sort of shaking my fist the other day trying to drive through there because I was going to the Hogan Administrative Building for a meeting from City Hall, and I mistakenly, instead of going, you know, beyond Market and going down to Jackson and then just coming up that way, I turned, you know, earlier, and I couldn't get there from there. So I had to do some backtracks, and then there was some other sort of more minor spot fixing going on, and I did eventually get there, but I can understand it. It's a very inconvenient at times situation, but at the end of the day, we will have new streets, and hopefully that will, if not make everyone happy, at least not mad at the time.
All right, La Crosse Mayor Tim Cabot. So speaking of new streets, which tip your hat for us right now? What are the new streets that you are going to champion for next year's list of projects? We're looking at the big ones: Losey Boulevard,
exactly.
La Crosse Street.
We have a long list of streets, and even after we have done the initial kind of review of list of streets a couple weeks ago, and it was interesting because our street superintendent, I mean, that whole team, they do such a wonderful job. You know, he came to the meeting and said, we've got sort of the, you know, tier one, these are the absolute kind of worst of the worst that need to be fixed, and then tier two, tier three, et cetera. Well, do you want me to just kind of cut to the chase and focus on tier one? And we're all like, yes, you know, because we don't have enough money for the other tiers. And so he cut that down, and that list was still well over, I think, maybe $30 million. And so the staff has done some additional culling, if you will. So I think we're down to about maybe, I want to say, $17 million of high-priority streets. And obviously, we do not have $17 million worth of resource to do that. So the ones that I'm going to really strongly advocate for are going to be some of the major thoroughfares. So Losey Boulevard, that continuation of that project. La Crosse Street, although I think we've got perhaps a way that the state is going to be able to move that up. Green Bay Street and Gillette Street. Those are my kind of top four that I really think, because of just the amount of traffic that they carry, that would be a lot of good fixes if we can get those done.
All right, but you got limited resources, and the state's supposed to fix La Crosse Street. So why are you risking something by wanting to put that high on your priority list when they're the ones that are supposed to be paying for it?
Well, I think what I, you know, and maybe I'm, you know, now giving you a news exclusive here, but I think what's going to end up happening with La Crosse Street is we're going to push that off into the year 2021, where the DOT has talked about doing their project, and mm-hmm. we're going to do some spot fixes like we did this year,
okay,
outside of City Hall, that, you know, 4th Street over there by Oakland Street on La Crosse Street. So we're going to do some of those spot fixes to address, you know, the craters that exist, and have those last for, you know, 19, 20, and 21, and then obviously the state will come in and do the vast majority. The thing that we're still just trying to work out are the utilities, especially on the eastern edge of La Crosse Street where it connects with Losey, because those are the really bad condition utilities, and we're still working through that. So I think, honestly, that's what's going to happen.
Okay.
But we're still going to need to do some spot repairs on La Crosse Street.
Okay. La Crosse Mayor Tim Cabot in the studio with us, 608-785-7914. Yes, I do have other than construction questions for the mayor, and I will get to those when we come back. 608-785-7914. More to come right here on La Crosse. All right, La Crosse Talk PM and WIZM. I'm Mitch Reynolds. Thanks for joining us here this afternoon and this evening. Now, this hour brought to you by Habitat for Humanity. You can join us on the Better Hearing Center talk and text line just by using it at 608-785-7914. That's the Better Hearing Center talk and text line. We're also on Facebook and Twitter. You can send me an email, Mitch at 1410wyzm.com. We're on Facebook Live right now. Rick, I keep seeing you do that with the concerned face in the Facebook Live. Are we actually on Facebook Live, or is that there's something that's amiss here?
Yeah, sometimes it just like jumps to the other screen, so it turns itself off, and then sometimes I can throw what we tweet up to the Facebook Live feed. Okay. So I was throwing that after I put this Mr. Cabot back on, then I put the tweets back on.
So. Okay, so nothing to be concerned about at this point.
We might not have been on Facebook Live for a little bit, but now we are.
All right. Well, I'm hoping to avoid as many tragedies as possible, especially with our esteemed guest in the studio, Lacrosse Mayor Tim Cabot. Once a month with the mayor, we talk about stuff. And we've been talking about stuff. I do have a couple more construction questions. Sure. I asked about roads. He gave us some breaking news.
Perhaps.
I don't know about that. But give us some insight on what you're hoping to achieve next year with some road money. And I did want to ask, I know that the city council this week is voting on the $3.1 million plan for the Memorial Pool project.
Right.
Still some frustration I've heard among some about spending money on pools instead of roads.
Right.
Where do you weigh in on that?
Well, I think it'll be interesting to see. I would fully expect the council's going to approve the design, and the funding has to get sorted out through the capital budget process, right? So out of the total price tag of about the $3.1 million, we've already committed, I believe it's somewhere in the $1.5 million range, right? And so what I'm trying to understand right now is, are we able to fund the rest of the project? Do we have to do that in phases maybe? And then what was shared more formally during the council or the committee meeting was the private fundraising aspect of this of $500,000. So, you know, in my mind, I believe the council has spoken pretty clearly that the pool is going to get redone, and I happen to support that. I think now it's really a matter of how do we really get the funding lined up. So, you know, again, I don't know that I can necessarily say yes for sure. It's, you know, 2019. It's in the budget right now, but as we just touched on, just on our road needs, it greatly exceeds what we typically borrow in 1 year. So we're going to sort that out. I mean, it might be possible that we could phase it, because with the $1.5 million that we essentially have already banked, that we could begin the project by doing the demolition work and the concrete work and those kinds of things and start that way. But we'll see. I'll probably have a little better idea after we get through the public hearing, and then the staff has a chance as groups to meet. And then, you know, this time next month, we'll probably have a little bit better idea going forward.
Okay. All right. I get the sense from pool supporters that they're really thinking they're going to have a pool next year or something like that. So I don't know if phasing is going to really be what they want to do.
It's not the ideal situation. And again, you know, we talked about that last year as well. But I mean, again, we're just trying to balance all of the needs and the realities that we're facing.
Lacrosse Mayor Tim Cabot, if you have a question or comment, use the Better Hearing Center talk and text line at 608-785-7914. All right, this question from a listener says, ask the mayor how he is going to vote on the county referendum about raising taxes. I'm not incredibly familiar with that yet, but I know that there's a number of different, it's a multi-point question on raising taxes in the county. I don't know if, I mean, I guess that they want you to weigh in on that, I suppose. So what are your thoughts on that right now?
Well, I apologize for not knowing all of the pieces.
Yeah, it's
of
quite
that
a few pieces.
Well.
Yeah.
I will say, and I this is not anything new on the Premier Resort Area Tax. I am not in favor of that. I don't feel that was created to basically be a fund for fixing county roads. So, you know, I'm not going to support that. The wheel tax is at $56 is not something that I can support either. We are considering, and we'll be having more discussions here over the next month through our budget process, of a city version of the wheel tax, because I do think it's, at this point in time, I really feel like with us at the city level tapping into our reserves, you know, more than $7 million of reserve funds, that we have, you know, exhausted every... Sorry, that's my phone. I'll just...
That's Terry Johnson.
Terry Johnson calling up right now.
If it would have been like a minute later while we were on break, she could have given me, you know, the
just
lowdown.
The earful. Right?
Yeah. But the, you know, we have, in essence, with the changes that we've made over the last couple of years with some of the equipment that we've bought and some of the crews that we've set up and then tapping into reserve funds, we are pretty much at our, you know, we've exhausted all of our options as far as how we want to continue to get caught up on our own local streets. So that is one of the options that I'm going to, you know, propose for the council for them to consider as a part of our budget.
So for next year or for years moving forward or?
Yeah,
for next year.
It would be for next year's budget. So that would be something that, you know, we as a community would want to have dialogue on. We have the ability to enact a wheel tax. You know, the council can pass an ordinance to do that. You know, I would be generally in support of looking at that, perhaps with a sunset or something to say that it's not permanent, but would be for a few years, because you know, quite honestly, the state. They're going to most likely require referendums. They're going to come up with perhaps some plans for how they're going to look at transportation. And so, you know, maybe there is a bit of a light at the end of the tunnel there. I don't know. And then the other part as far as, so that's the two pieces. And then the third piece I know is in essence trying to raise the property tax levy to do that. I guess, you know, just thinking through what we've done at the city, you know, looking at reserve funds, but that's not obviously an option on the referendum, so that's not something the public will weigh in on. But that's how, in essence, we've tried to do it at the city is tap reserve funds first.
Yeah, right. And you've done that repeatedly, yes. Actually, for a number of projects. But back to the wheel tax. So what would that look like dollar-wise in the city of La Crosse, or haven't you roughed it out yet? And
we're doing some of that. We're doing that kind of that information gathering. I know that, and you know, when we've compared it to other places, the wheel tax typically at the local level is $20-$25, right? And in the city, there's a little over 50,000 vehicles that are registered. So, I mean, you can do the quick math. You know, it's $1 million or thereabouts. And a couple years ago, when this was being talked about at the county level, I was very much in opposition of doing a wheel tax at the county level because I just, and at $20 or $25, because I felt like it was not necessarily fair to city residents because of the amount of taxes that we already pay. But now you kind of fast forward a couple years later, we are, I think, doing everything in our power to get roads, you know, to get our repairs caught up, including partnering with the state and trying to get La Crosse Street moved up on the schedule and all those things, and tapping into reserve. So I really feel like we're trying our absolute most to get that addressed. And unfortunately, when you start then to look at the state level, you know, the only way that we can fund things really is through either the property tax levy or through our shared revenue or state transportation aids that we get. The shared revenue and state transportation aids have basically stayed the same.
Yeah.
And I don't foresee them going up greatly. The property tax levy, we've all made commitments to, in essence, hold that line and not increase the levy very much. So we don't really have a whole lot of other options. And the thing I like about a wheel tax at the city level per se would be focused on city streets, right? So that's one of the benefits versus the county's referendum question. And then, you know, for us to have some sort of a sunset or you know, having it go away after a period of time, I think would also be a benefit.
La Crosse Mayor Tim Cabin, La Crosse Talk PM. I'm Mitch Reynolds. We're talking about some city issues as we do once a month with the mayor. A wheel tax, Mayor, would that require a city referendum of any kind, or would the city council just be able to approve it?
It does not require a referendum at this point. I mean, that's like, but again, there's a lot of public input and dialogue that we'd want to have on that. And that's, I think it makes a lot of sense to have that as a part of our budget process, because we're going to be looking at our needs and then how do we pay for them, and to get input from folks on if they feel like, you know, the city's been doing enough the last few years to try to get caught up where people would generally support doing a wheel tax for a short period of time.
So it would apply to those vehicles registered within the city of La Crosse?
Correct.
Okay. All right. Well, your thoughts on that, 608-785-7914. If you'd like to join us here on the air, La Crosse Mayor Tim Cabot in the studio, we'll talk about that and some other issues that are of far more pressing nature, like moving the Hiawatha statue, which we just can't get enough of, apparently. I'm kidding. We're not really. That's not that pressing. But okay. we'll come back with lacrosse. The Crosstalk PM on WIZM. I'm Mitch Reynolds. 608-785-7914. That's the Better Hearing Center talk and text line. Call in or text in. Either way, you get in on the phone or using your phone by texting or calling. You know what I'm saying. That's the Better Hearing Center talk and text line. This hour brought to you by Habitat for Humanity. Thanks to them. We're able to come to you every day at 4 o'clock. 608-785-7914, 785-7914. This question coming in about the wheel tax, and again, Lacrosse Mayor Tim Cabot in the studio with us this hour, answering my questions and yours. This question coming in on the Better Hearing Center talk and text line from a listener. What about all the people from Minnesota who drive into Lacrosse every day for work? What about all the students that use our streets and drive on them every day that are from out of town? And I think it's a valid question. If you're going to have a wheel tax, what about those people?
Well, there isn't really anything that we can do statutorily to gain any cost sharing with those folks. I mean, it's a matter of where your vehicle is registered. So that's just what the state authority allows. And again, I know that this has been discussed before, but like I think it's vehicles greater than 8,000 pounds or are not eligible or required for those wheel taxes. So it's all of those things that in essence the state has established kind of the program. And what I'm suggesting, and I'm going to ask the council to do, is at least have conversations and consider whether we want to make that part of our budget for next year. So I've heard from folks that have talked about, you know, again, the lack of registration for bicycles, the fact that motorcycles are exempt. I mean, there are a number of exempt vehicles as a part of that, but again, that's all coming from the state of Wisconsin.
Lacrosse Mayor Tim Cabot in our studio. We were talking about a wheel tax earlier. The mayor will propose at least a consideration and start a discussion about a wheel tax in the city of Lacrosse for next year's budget considerations. So this a listener says, Lacrosse is always short of money for street repairs, probably always will be short of money. Maybe. How much money has been wasted on needless roundabouts, solar crosswalks, and bike lane signs and paint? Well, you'd have to assume that that's wasted money, I suppose. I don't know if you have numbers for us, Tim, but and just as a reminder, any of the roundabouts, I guess the roundabout in the city of Lacrosse is a state project.
Correct. Yeah, we only have one. So that was shared by all of us here that pay state taxes, and that was a state project. I don't have a dollar amount of what that meant for the roundabout, you know, to construct that versus the signalized intersection. But I would say that, I mean, probably 9 out of 10 people that have contacted me or have had feedback about that roundabout actually like it because it improves traffic flow. It reduces, you know, the stopping and starting and all those types of things. So I foresee roundabouts in our future. They're going to be happening more and more often. As far as the striping and signage and those things, I mean, we do, and it's only been now the last few years that we've allocated money in the budgets to try to keep up on those items because they get installed and then we have not done as best as we should be as far as maintaining them. So yeah. I want to say it's in the range of probably $50,000 to $75,000 that we now spend every year on kind of restriping, repainting, and then, you know, any kind of symbols and signage to deal primarily with, you know, walking and biking, but you know, in the grand scheme of things, again, this year we spent, I think it's about $10 million on our streets program. So $50,000 to $75,000 out of $10 million, it's probably a pretty good investment if it's improving safety.
Okay. And of course, it would be good to have numbers that we can look at and say we've improved safety this much by the use of these items too, right?
Right, right.
Okay. I want to move on a little bit because I know I talked about construction mostly for this hour, but I was struck this weekend, and I was actually out of town, but I saw the news. I was struck this weekend after the shooting in downtown Lacrosse on Saturday night, Sunday morning, whenever that was.
Right.
Rick, when was that exactly?
What's what?
The shooting, when was that? Saturday morning?
Sunday around bar time. Okay. So, you know, like Saturday night.
So Saturday night,
Sunday
bar Sunday crowd. Morning. Okay,
yep.
Great. All right, thank you. So, we, stories posted online, I was struck by a couple of comments that talked about lacrosse and, you know, the dilapidated lacrosse and Little Chicago was the phrase that gets bandied about when something like this happens. And I don't know if you've seen comments like that, and we spend a lot of time paying attention to what's said on social media, and perhaps we shouldn't. But that being said, I think that there is a sense that, oh, it's a shooting downtown, things are going to hell in a handbasket. What is your take on that?
That we caught the person within about 2 hours, right? I mean, that the downtown safe camera and the work of our police department are great examples of how that should be working. Now, obviously, it wasn't able to prevent that, but it's impossible to prevent stupidity. So, you know, the fact that they were able to actually catch the person that did the shootings, I mean, that was a great testament to them. I don't share that same kind of sense of negativity about our community. And I happen to share the sense that there's a lot of great things happening here, and it's a great place to live. And yes, we had a shooting, and it's unfortunate. Thankfully, nobody died. The injuries were relatively minor, and so you take away the fact that something like that did happen. I don't know that you can ever 100% prevent that from ever happening, but the fact that we were able to actually catch the person that did that, I think, is the most important takeaway in my mind. And I think the comments about the things being run down or not the same lacrosse as it was when people grew up, well, of course not. I mean, places, just like people, they change over time. And I happen to think that in many, many ways, we are we're a great place, and it's getting better. Now, we have our challenges, the issues with drugs and opioids and meth. I mean, that continues to plague not only our community, but everywhere. And there are no good answers. It's not an easy answer type of challenge. It's something that takes many people working hard all the time. And, I don't know that you'll ever be able to just say, yes, we've fixed that. But no, when I see that, I mean, obviously it's a concern because, shootings are a very scary thing, and in communicating with our, with the police and with the chief during the course of those events, the fact that they were able to, again, act so quickly, I think, is just, that's a great thing.
Lacrosse Mayor Tim Cabot in the studio with us. It's once a month with the mayor, 608-785-7914, 785-7914 is the Better Hearing Center talk and text line. Sometimes we get some stuff in our Better Hearing Center talk and text line. We do have calls coming in, but we'll get to that. I just want to, there are some people wanting to clarify and wanting to do so in a in relation to what we've been talking about earlier about a wheel tax or finding ways to fund roads in the city of La Crosse. I guess there's too many to get to. So let me get to the phone first. This just to be clarification here from one listener, Tim likes tax increases? ? Very simple question, very direct question.
Well, I think my record has shown quite the opposite. Our levy, our mill rate, and our total spending are all less today than what I took office. So I think my actions have answered that question.
Oh, I just looked at the call. I don't think we're going to skip that one.
Okay.
Yeah, so we don't need to. Yeah, tell them we're not. That's fine. Yeah, they were relatively minor. I think relatively minor is the word that you said. Eric is frustrated that you called the gunshot wounds relatively minor, which they were. So, not fatal.
It's a terrible thing. Anytime someone gets shot, I don't want to ever not treat it as a serious thing. I'm just thankful that no one died. I guess it would be the bottom line.
Okay. Yeah. And I think that's reasonable. It was striking to me. And again, we see this occasionally depending on, and this is probably something that relates to social media, I would think, I don't know, but there is a sense that there's a sense of bleakness whenever there is some sort of criminality that it's shooting in a public place downtown at Barton.
Right, right.
Or it's, there's a drug house or, something along those lines and, God forbid, if somebody has an address that happens to be, you know, a permanent address in Milwaukee or Chicago, then obviously it's just to be honest
with you, the more and more I do this job and how we engage, especially with social media, because I have a Facebook page and Twitter account, and we do try to really communicate and share information that way. But I mean, you talk about bleakness when something bad happens. We have bleakness when we celebrate the opening of a park. I mean, we have folks that don't want to necessarily, offer any comment, but they use that as an opportunity to, talk about whether it's, again, fix the streets or city incompetence or whatever. So I social media, I think, has its place, and obviously it's here to stay. I don't want to sound like I'm a Luddite or anything where I don't like technology, but I think the issue is, what do we use it for? And if it's really there to help further conversation and add things, I think that's good. If it's there just to kind of tear down or to criticize, I mean, that's fine, but I don't think people necessarily then pay much attention to it.
Lacrosse Mayor Tim Cabot on Lacrosse Talk PM. I'm Mitch Reynolds. In the years that you've been mayor, how has your strategy developed for dealing with some of the noise on social media? How do you deal with it?
I do try to respond to, I don't respond to all of the necessarily the negative comments when we have issues, because I think that's very difficult to do. But if there's an opportunity to then provide perhaps some information as a kind of a point counterpoint, I do utilize the social media to do that. So, my example on the park where we, celebrated the grand opening of Powell Park, and then it was nothing but, what a waste, and you should be spending all that money on streets. I used that as an opportunity to say, well, actually, we have been increasing our budget for streets, and was able to show some of the numbers on how we really have tried to address everybody's top priority, which is infrastructure. So, I'll use it for that type of dialogue where we can share information, not necessarily to go back and forth and try to counteract, because I don't think you'll ever, win an argument on Facebook. I mean, and I don't think you should even try. But if you can use it to share a little bit of information, I think maybe people appreciate that.
Is it hard to resist using comments either on social media or, to a lesser, maybe similar extent, emails that come to your office? Is it hard to use those as kind of a guiding force for policy? Is it hard to say, oh gosh, other people must feel this way, or this whole city feels this way?
Well, I do. It's a balance, I think. I mean, I take all of that type of communication, and that is, again, one of the other benefits, because you do have, social media does provide a platform for folks to provide comments, and so I do take those into consideration, especially when you talk about things like, with the expansion of the Lacrosse Center and some of those comments and suggestions from folks. I mean, again, to me, you're looking for, if people are maybe trying to offer, if it's critique, fine, but it's maybe some constructive critique where you could modify a project or maybe try to modify a policy or ordinance. I think that becomes helpful. But it is another opportunity for people to voice their concerns. And you do have to, I mean, I listen to them. I read the comments. I do try to understand and take in all of that input, because I think that is my job as mayor, is to listen to everybody through all of those various media. Mm-hmm. It's just that, again, it becomes then a balance of, it's not necessarily just, oh, well, there were 103 positive comments and 82 negative, so therefore it's positive citywide. I think you have to balance all of that.
Lacrosse Mayor Tim Cabot in the studio with us. A few more minutes with him. We'll come back. If you have questions or comments, 608-785-7914 is the Better Hearing Center talk and text line. Feel free to just text in as well if you'd prefer that, but certainly use it to call, 608-785-7914. Back right after this, right here on the Crosstalk PM.
Crosstalk PM. So what? I keep them rolled up, sagging my pants, not caring what I show. Keep it real, if you don't know me, keep it playing with my bros. It look clean, don't it? Watched it the other day, watch how you lean on it.
The Crosstalk PM on WIZM, I'm Mitch Reynolds, 608-785-7914. If you'd like to join us here on the air, 785-7914. In the studio with Mayor Tim Cabot. Talked about a number of things, including you having to pay for each wheel that you have, also known as a wheel tax. I don't really know. That's not really it. But anyway, so we'll have more conversations about that in the future because nothing is being decided. I am curious about Mayor, number of conversations we had. One of the biggest stories, really, I think, coming out of the city this year, and one of the biggest battles that we've seen has been the La Crosse Center, without question. And I feel like we have to be narrowing in on a solution relatively soon, or a design relatively soon, or making sure, or because I think it was they had architects had a couple months to come up with something. Is that basically it?
Correct. So, okay. I mean, what we're doing next is to really, in my mind, kind of refresh the process and communication and how we are engaging the public, because I do think learning from the past few months is it was clear to me that, you know, and I take responsibility for this. I mean, we did not have a process in place that was able to get people engaged and to get, the feedback and that input early enough to help guide the fact that people were very much opposed to going into Riverside Park. So that's really the next step. And I had suggested a couple weeks ago, I sent a letter to the Common Council and to the La Crosse Center Board that we really should all meet and get on the same page when it comes to a couple of those big issues. And we're working on that. So we're looking to try to meet perhaps sometime at the end of August, early September, and just talk through, okay, where do we go from here? In the meantime, you are right. The architects, the designers are looking at, the kind of the revised area of where they know that the park is off limits and they really have to stay out of the Pearl Street walkway. So they're working on some concepts and trying to allocate space within those boundaries, if you will. And we will have some, hopefully then, some ideas coming back fairly soon. And that would be, I think, a great opportunity to kind of re-engage everybody from the public on just, sort of where this is at. And then I think there's some other things that we need to do just a better job of when it comes to communication. So we're working or will be soon working on perhaps a website, some of the ways that people can just interface a little bit better on that project rather than having to maybe come to a meeting or whatever. So I know that we're going to have a great solution there and it's going to be something that we're all proud of. It's, going to take us maybe a little bit more work, but in the end, it's going to be time well spent.
A listener on Better Hearing Center talk and text line at 608-785-7914 says, please let Mayor Cabot know. I think he's doing a great job and is appreciated.
Thank you.
One person.
Thank you.
This question from a listener. Riverside Park is a major tourist attraction of La Crosse, yet the northbound road of the park is amongst the worst in town. Any plans to repave this?
Yes. Okay. So that is one of the roads on our list. I forget exactly where that falls in the ranking, but it is there. We know that it needs to be repaired. Part of our, some of the, maybe the pause over the last couple of years is that we were debating whether or not we were going to need to relocate the band shell out of the floodway in order to make kind of the larger improvements, and that would have impacted the road. And so that was also part of the delay. But I believe now we've got a plan. The band shell is going to stay where it is. We're going to, basically upgrade it, fix it there, and that allows us then to move forward on some of these other road issues and stormwater issues in that area.
Your thoughts on this, I suppose? Let's see. This listener says they need to close down Carly's downtown, and then most of the problems with drugs, fights, stabbing, and shootings will be eliminated. The cops know about what's going on there, but the community needs to step up and convince the owner to change his clientele, in quotation marks. All you need to do is to come downtown Friday or Saturday night around midnight and walk in front of Carly's. Have you had conversations with the police in relation to any specific problematic bars?
I won't say necessarily that particular bar, but we do have conversations, especially when it comes time for liquor license renewals, what is going on and if there are issues that need to be addressed. So that is something that that's an ongoing thing every year. And the police, I'm sure, as the texter is suggesting, is they're probably right you know, they've got the best information. So that is something that we'll share. If people do have concerns, the Judiciary and Administrative Committee at the City Council are the folks that basically do those kinds of hearings and investigations of whether or not, you know, someone is if there's a business that, you know, has problems where they're liquor license should be questioned. So
the liquor license are approved annually, correct?
Correct.
So that is that's a thing that happens, that can happen every year, as a matter of fact. So La Crosse Mayor Tim Cabot, I appreciate you coming in. Thanks so much. I just my preference, and there another park, Huska Park, the road there is also challenged.
Yes.
But I like that because when you're test driving a car, it's very handy to see what sort of rattles in a used car, how it handles the road and what sort of rattles it has and all that kind of stuff. You drive alternately very slowly and quite quickly down the Huska Drive or whatever it's called.
I would agree. That is one of the worst conditioned streets. And again, there's been some other kind of complications with that, dealing with the boat harbor, dealing with the wastewater treatment plant.
Right.
We've actually talked about actually just making that a gravel road for the time being because it would probably be smoother than what it is now. So we know that it's on the list. We know.
La Crosse Mayor Tim Cabot, thanks so much for stopping by. I really appreciate it. Mayor Tim Cabot, there's more to come. Stick around. 608-785-7914 is the Better Hearing Center Talk and Text Line back after this.
Hi, I'm Tina, the owner of Java Vino and Absolutely Edible. My experience working with Ultra as opposed to my prior bank is just night and day. They really, really want us to succeed. I feel like they care about my business as much as I do, and I find that I have a great partner and friend in Ultra.
Ultra Federal Credit Union can assist any business with all of its business banking needs. Visit ultra.org or call 855-490-4518 for additional information.
Hey, La Crosse Talk PM and WYZM, I'm Mitch Reynolds, 608-785-7914. 785-7914 is the Better Hearing Center Talk and Text Line. Call in or text in, either way you get in. This hour brought to you by Pearl Street Brewery in La Crosse. Find out what Pearl Street Brewery is up to simply by downloading their free phone app. 608-785-7914, again, the Better Hearing Center Talk and Text Line. We're also on Facebook Live, actually, right now. We had La Crosse Mayor Tim Cabot in the studio with us just a little while ago, breaking some news that he will be investigating the possibility of having a wheel tax in La Crosse. So for registered vehicles in La Crosse, I mean, the city council will have to vote on it, obviously, but that conversation will be starting here relatively soon. What are your thoughts on that? 608-785-7914, 785-7914. Yeah, wheel tax in the city of La Crosse, something that actually a wheel tax, I believe, is on the county referendum as well. And so there's all these competing wheel taxes that people are looking at right now. So who knows how much money in wheel taxes you'll actually be paying. But as the mayor said, what choice do we have at this point? From his perspective, they've kind of exhausted the options for being able to catch up on the long-delayed road repairs in the city of La Crosse. And he's at this point now where they're potentially looking into having a wheel tax to help pay for some of that. So your thoughts on that? Is it worth it? Are there other options? I mean, there's always other options. If you listen to people on the street, they'll tell you, why do you need to fund this when you can just fund the roads? Why do you need to fund the, just close down some of the parks and put up condos instead of, you know, and then fix roads. To hell with tennis courts, fix the roads. Who needs fire trucks? Fix the roads. I mean, we could go on interminably. Oh, wow. I'm going to try that one again. Interminably. About fixing the roads, and that is that's what most people expect, though, is to dump on everything else and simply fix the roads. So your thoughts on that? What about a wheel tax to help pay for that, or are there better options? Is this just a discussion point at this time? There is not a plan in place to have a wheel tax in the city of La Crosse, but the mayor is certainly starting that conversation. If you have thoughts on that, give us a call, 608-785-7914, 785-7914. That is the Better Hearing Center talk and text line. Some showers likely tonight, down to 63 for a low. And then when the fog burns off tomorrow morning, we'll reach a high of 88 degrees. That's right, 80s and mid-80s all the rest of the week, 85, 86, 87, something like that for the rest of the week. A slight chance of thunderstorms on Thursday as well. Right now, 77 degrees on La Crosse Talk PM. I'm Mitch Reynolds. More to come.
Get the latest headlines delivered to your email inbox daily. Sign up to be a Wisdom Insider at our website, wisdomnews.com. For wisdomnews.com, I'm Drew Kelly.
The voices you trust, Wisdom News. La Crosse's source for news is WIZM. News Talk 1410 AM, 92.3 FM.
I'm Mitch Reynolds, La Crosse Talk PM on WIZM. More of your calls coming up after this word about Bion Service Center on Jackson Street in La Crosse. I know that many of you by now have heard me complain about boat ownership because, well, it is kind of a thing that continues to plague me every summer. So the boat's in the water, but it still has a problem with shifting and starting and things like, you know, the basic things, right? So, no, I haven't found much of a boat mechanic to help me. On the other hand, I don't have that same problem with my cars because I know that I can take my cars to Bion Service Center on Jackson Street in La Crosse. And they're going to take care of me just fine. They're going to make sure that I have the basics covered, like starting and shifting and those things, which are very important when you're going down the road at 70 miles an hour. They're going to have those things covered for me. They're going to make sure that everything's working. And so I know that I'm out on the road feeling safe and getting where I need to go when I need to get there and arriving at an appropriate time. Yeah, that's why they're my mechanic for life and why I tell people all the time, the only place in La Crosse I'll take my cars for repairs, service, and maintenance, it's Bion Service Center. Just go there and tell them Mitch Reynolds sent you.
Maytag is in the spotlight for Midwest TV and Appliances one-day store-wide sale happening today. If it's Maytag, it is on sale. Washers, dryers, dishwashers, refrigerators. Maytag is bringing innovation home, but that's not all. Get great buys on all of their other brand-name appliances, too. So hurry in for the one-day Maytag store-wide sale happening today only at Midwest TV and Appliance. 12-month store-wide interest-free financing is available. It's happening today at
Midwest TV and Appliance, you get more for your money.
Remember how I told you about the bus trip selling fast? I wasn't lying. The Vikings game sold out, the Bills game sold out, and now the Bears game is sold out. But we still got tickets for the Dolphins, the Cards, the Falcons, and the Lions. So if you want to get to Lambeau Field with killer seats, deluxe motor coach transportation from Onalaska or Toma, and the pregame tailgate party from the Resch Center, dude, you gotta go. You better get your tickets. And thanks to RE/MAX First Choice agent Brandon Kane, you're getting there for a song. Find your game, find your tickets, get to Lambeau Field at RadioStuffStore.com.
La Crosse Talk PM and WIZM, I'm Mitch Reynolds, 608-785-7914, 785-7914, also on Facebook and Twitter. You can send me an email, Mitch at 1410WIZM.com. La Crosse Mayor Tim Cabot in the studio with us last hour. I talked with Tim about a number of things, especially construction issues, and he, I don't know if it was as much of an announcement as simply an insight into what he is planning for next year. The mayor talking about a wheel tax for the city of La Crosse, not the county. That's not the county now, which is another idea that's come up, but now a wheel tax for the city of La Crosse. So city cars registered within the city of La Crosse would have to pay a wheel tax, $20, $25, something along those lines is what he's thinking. Your thoughts on that? He's looking at a situation where Mayor Tim Cabot wants to continue the process of getting the roads all fixed up, but they're running into a problem where they've dipped into reserves to the point where they just don't have the money to do it. A wheel tax, you know, that Memorial Pool money is still pretty substantial, and the city council voting on that this week. All right, 608-785-7914, 785-7914. Number three, is that right? Okay, let's go to number three. Thanks for waiting. Go ahead, you're on.
Welcome back, Pilgrim.
Thank you very much.
You have a safe vacation?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, this is the crazy thing. So I typically suffer an injury or two every vacation. And so this is the first one in quite a while that has not happened. So I'm very pleased with myself.
That could be old age too.
Yeah, you know what? I thought older.
Older
I thought
it was careful what you do.
I think it's more like old age is the reason why I'm suffering those injuries. So what's one or the other?
That bother you. Yeah. Anyway, this wheel tax ain't fair to me, Mitch. You know, I sit here in the morning and I see all the people coming up the river road, and then I look at all the people coming from Coon Valley and Westby and all that.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't get out of town that much. I mean, I go to church every Sunday.
Okay.
I maybe go to Schmitty's and eat once a week and then some other place. And, you know, it just don't make sense. The wife don't let me out of the house that much that I use the roads.
So you're saying, to be fair, if you're going to charge a wheel tax for vehicles registered in La Crosse, they ought to be able to charge a similar tax to people coming into the city?
Well, yeah. I mean, it just don't make sense. Those people driving from all the way through La Crosse to work up on the north side or at Quick Trip, they're using that road more in one day than I use it all week.
Yeah. I can't, don't deny, I can't deny that. I mean, there is certainly a level of, I would say, a level of unfairness there, but, you know, this is what state law is.
But
state law is.
They can just vote that in anyway. A poor guy like me on Social Security hasn't got a word to say about it.
Well, would it, so I guess what I'm hearing you say is it would be better for not to have a wheel tax if you can't charge those people from Westby and Coon Valley.
Well, yeah, that just ain't fair.
All right. Do you think
look at all the cars coming in from Onalaska? Drive up to the mall some morning early and see them all coming in from Onalaska. They don't have to pay, but I do, or you do.
What? So if that wheel tax could raise $1.5 million, what's a better way to do that?
Well, you got to find some other way to be fair to everybody.
Yeah.
Why should we in the city of La Crosse have to pay for everybody else?
Okay. All right. I think that if I were to bet on something. I would bet that nearly everyone in La Crosse would feel the same way.
Yeah, I think so too. But we don't really have nothing to say if they can go ahead and do it without a referendum.
I mean, there is no referendum, so the city council can do it.
The only way we could do is vote them out.
Yeah, that's it. That's pretty much it.
Right.
Yeah. Is that
anyway? I'm glad you're back and you had a safe trip.
I am too, and thank you very much. I really appreciate that. Thanks for the call. 608-785-7914, 785-7914. On the Better Hearing Center talk and text line, toll roads on city streets. Okay, that a listener says toll roads on city streets. That appears to be a suggestion for dealing with dilapidated streets. Yeah, I suppose. So we also talked, and the mayor was in, we talked about... that shooting outside Carly's. Is that the right bar? Carly's, Rick? Is that where that happened this weekend? Carly's?
I don't know what bar it was in front of.
Wow.
Third and
just thought
main,
you'd
right?
Still be like just you have all this information right at the tip of your tongue right there. Not apparently. Well, at any rate, so we talked about that a little bit, the issues involving that shooting in downtown La Crosse this weekend. And you've probably heard the comments, or you may have made some of them yourself about, you know, like La Crosse, what's happening to La Crosse, people shooting each other in La Crosse, it's like Little Chicago. And you do tend to hear that in situations like this. You know, typically, typically it's in situations like this where it's not what would it be? So it's not a domestic, right, situation. So it's not a guy shooting somebody at home. It is a melee happening out on the streets. It's somebody shooting indiscriminately into a crowd or in a bar. It's gunplay on the south side. It's gunplay involving drug dealers. It's that kind of thing. That's typical. When you hear those claims about Little Chicago, that's often what we hear is are in relation to issues like that. And the mayor was in here last hour. He said, look, I don't share that negativity. I don't, you know, yeah, it's not going, and what he said was, yeah, it's not going to be the place that you grew up in because places change, because cities change over time. And that's an interesting take on that. So, and he said, you can't, I don't know, he said you can't fix stupidity or you can't prevent stupidity. And yeah, shooting indiscriminately into a crowd is, well, it's stupid. Reckless endangerment at best. And depending on severity of the injury, murder. In this particular case, again, thankfully nobody died. 608-785-7914. All right, I think we got Eric back. Let me see where we're at here. Yes, let's go to Eric then. Eric, thanks for waiting. Go ahead, you're on.
Yeah, I listen to your mayor, and I'm 50-50 on him, because I think he does some good things and some bad things. But when he's talking about these shootings in downtown La Crosse on a Saturday night, well, a not that bad. Nobody got hurt. I was kind of wondering, what if it happened to be one of his children happened to walk down there? It's not that bad. That's what gets me, because apparently everything's okay as long as nobody else got hurt from their own family. But if anybody else does, well, it's not that important.
No, I'm sorry that's what you heard, Eric, because that's not what he said. So that's not what he said. What he said is that the injuries were relatively minor. You know? And thankfully nobody died. That's what he said. So selective hearing, probably not a skill that's going to help you much in life. 608-785-7914. Let's go to Jim. Jim, thanks for waiting. Go ahead, you're on.
Hey, Mitch.
Yep.
How's it going?
Good, good. Thanks.
Good. You know, the wheel tax thing, I guess I'm in the middle. I could go for it. But the people coming into our city that do not have vehicles registered in La Crosse, there's only 4 or 5 points of entry into our town, right? So if they could set up a toll and a system to where when those cars came through, the ones that weren't from town, you know what? They got to put a little skin in the game.
Yeah. So you just drop some change basically in a toll booth when you come into the city.
Yes, and you wouldn't have to because the license plate would be connected to the DMV, and they right away, if you were registered, you wouldn't have to stop. You live in town. Yeah. But if you weren't registered, guess what? You got to pay a little bit to use the stuff.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay. Yeah,
that's
I think and number
that was
three.
My idea.
Yeah, I think, you know, the if there is going to be, no, like, I appreciate the call. Thanks so much. Basically, user tax, a toll, right? It's not unlike what number three was saying, is that simply. It seems unfair to have a wheel tax for people within the city of La Crosse when there are so many from outside of the city of La Crosse that are coming here for employment or utilizing city services or driving through the city or something along those lines. So there seems to be a bit of an unfairness issue there. I will say, Jim, that that is currently, to my knowledge, first of all, the feds would have to approve toll roads at all, which is basically what you're calling for, a toll road within Wisconsin, and that hasn't happened. Second of all, the state government would also have to approve something like that, which, good luck with that. So none of those things. Right now, state law allows for wheel tax, and the city does not have the ability to go really beyond that. I mean, I don't know what other creative ways there are possible, but as some would argue, in fact, I just saw this on a message. Some would argue, why, in relation to finding money for roads, well, there's money that is being used for, again, the Memorial Pool. So that $3.1 million plan and $1.5 million set aside for that and city funding, some private fundraising that has to go on there. Hey, there's some money right there. I mean, when you get right down to it, it can be everything else you do versus roads. So, yeah, but Jim, there is something. I think there's something valid to that argument about taxing those who utilize your infrastructure just like you're going to be taxing those who live within the city. There's something to be said for that. And if you don't do that, if you can't do that, then there is an inherent unfairness because the people within the city aren't the only ones utilizing that infrastructure. Good point. Good point. It's hard to deny that that's logical right there. It doesn't mean that this conversation about a wheel tax will not continue. 608-785-7914. In relation to that, let's go to Ron next on the Better Hearing Center Talk and Text line at 608-785-7914. Yes, Ron, go ahead. You're on.
Yeah, hi there, Mitch.
Hi.
I happen to be a Minnesota resident and worked in La Crosse all my life. And I understand that people from Minnesota are using the La Crosse roadways, et cetera, but now you got to think about how many people are coming from Wisconsin driving into the cities. I know that's not going to help La Crosse at all,
right?
But yeah. You know, it's kind of a reciprocity thing.
Sure.
So, and as far as if you had an automated way to do it, perhaps when someone from Minnesota drove in and it automatically scanned you or something, great. But I think the cost to actually have someone there picking up a toll would far exceed the number of vehicles that are coming in.
Right. So, I don't know how long you've been driving into La Crosse to work, but is there ever a tinge of guilt that you feel about using roads that you're not paying for?
No, I guess I did, because I've always had the attitude that, well, there's how many people from Wisconsin driving into the city?
Yep, absolutely.
So it's the same thing, you know. I mean, they're driving in using the roadways up in Minnesota, up in the cities. So, and they're not paying any extra. So,
All right.
It just kind of evens out.
All right. Well, Ron, I appreciate the call. Thanks so much. 608-785-7914. Ron says, it's as many people drive out of the city of La Crosse, go to other places, that can come into La Crosse and use those roads. So blunting that argument of it being inherently unfair. Your thoughts on that coming up here on La Crosse Talk PM. Well, we'll get back to La Crosse Talk PM after this word about Mr. Electric. You probably have a whole list of electrical projects around the house that need getting to, and I do, and that's why I called Mr. Electric. They were recommended to me by a friend. He had a really good experience when his family, and they have young children, moved into their house they needed to fix some immediate electrical needs. And we all have some kind of thing that needs to be addressed, and I certainly do in my old colonial house. I mean, bathroom fans, outlets, some questionable, obviously amateur electrical work. So my wife made an appointment with Mr. Electric. They got us on the schedule right away, and it was just an experience of wonderful customer service. They came out, Riley, he was the electrician, looked at our house, and he was great. Dealt mostly with my wife. He took the time to explain not only what we would need to deal with all of our electrical issues, but also explain the whys and the hows and what we needed, and created a list, an itemized list of issues and how much each one of those things would cost. We're still going through that list, by the way. So great experience and a great team to work with. Mr. Electric for your electrical needs. Try them out. I did. More to come right here on La Crosse Talk PM.
Have spoken. Now you can too. Your calls are next as La Crosse Talk PM continues after this.
We know you don't want to need us, but
La Crosse Talk PM and WIZM, I'm Mitch Reynolds. Thanks for joining me here today. The Pearl Street Brewery in La Crosse supporting us this hour. The Better Hearing Center talk and text line is 608-785-7914. If you'd like to join us here on the air, 785-7914. Also on Facebook and Twitter, you could send me an email, mitch@1410wizm.com. Mayor Tim Cabot in the studio with us last hour. La Crosse Mayor Tim Cabot, he comes in once a month. We talk with him. You can talk with him, too. A lot of text messages this time, but a lot of people interested in the mayor and his news, I guess, that he is considering pushing forward a wheel tax for the city of La Crosse. When talking to the mayor, it sounds like what I'm hearing is that he feels like there's just not that many other avenues through which to fund road repairs within the city of La Crosse. A wheel tax is something that's allowed by the state. The city council would have to approve it. There's not a whole lot of hoops to jump through. It's going to be tough for a city council to approve a wheel tax, but it could happen. So this is part of the conversation right now. It would be all the registered vehicles in the city of La Crosse. So all of you in Onalaska, Holman, Coon Valley, La Crescent, wherever, don't have to worry about it. But the people in the city of La Crosse do. Now, I asked the mayor where they were in relation to the funding and or the dollar amount for the wheel tax and what that would look like. This was his response.
We're doing some of that. We're doing that kind of that information gathering. I know that. And when we've compared it to other places, the wheel tax typically at the local level is $20-$25, right? And in the city, there's a little over 50,000 vehicles that are registered. So, I mean, you can do the quick math. You know, it's $1 million or thereabouts. And a couple years ago when this was being talked about at the county level, I was very much in opposition of doing a wheel tax at the county level because I just at $20 or $25 because I felt like it was not necessarily fair to city residents because of the amount of taxes that we already pay. But now you kind of fast forward a couple years later, we are, I think, doing everything in our power to get roads, you know, to get our repairs caught up, including partnering with the state and trying to get La Crosse Street moved up on the schedule and all those things, and tapping into reserves. So I really feel like we're trying our absolute most to get that addressed. And unfortunately, when you start then to look at the state level, you know, the only way that we can fund things really is through either the property tax levy or through our shared revenue or state transportation aids that we get. The shared revenue and state transportation aids have basically stayed the same.
Yeah.
And I don't foresee them going up greatly. The property tax levy, we've all made commitments to, in essence, hold that line and not increase the levy very much. So we don't really have a whole lot of other options. And the thing I like about a wheel tax at the city level per se would be focused on city streets, right? So that's one of the benefits versus the county's referendum question. And then, you know, for us to have some sort of a sunset or you know, having it go away after a period of time, I think would also be a benefit.
La Crosse Mayor Tim Cabot in the studio with us last hour talking about his plan to open a discussion about a wheel tax with the city council. City council would have to approve that. 608-785-7914. So mayor did reference a couple of years back being in opposition to the wheel tax, in the La Crosse County wheel tax. Rick, if you could find, I'm sure that we have something in relation to comments that the mayor said about that. It's probably on our website somewhere. So if we could find something where the mayor is said something about how he's adamantly opposed to wheel taxes in general, then we can bring that back and just, you know, are we trying to make, I think I'm trying to embarrass him. Yeah, I think we just throw it in his face is what we're trying. We're throwing it in his face. No, I'm kidding.
We're not because he's not in here anymore.
So. Yeah. No, I frankly don't remember the,
I mean, I did the whole mayor wheel tax search on our website and didn't find anything. Nothing.
So maybe he wasn't as vocal of an opponent as he's suggesting he was. Maybe he was just silently in opposition. Because frankly, I don't remember that. So that's what I was thinking, that we weren't going to find a whole... unless I'm wrong about that. I don't know. I just, for some reason, I feel like that would be something that would... we've been doing this once a month with a mayor thing for a long, long time. Long time. I don't remember that conversation. All right. 608-785-7914. We had somebody who left us here, and then we'll pick up another caller here on the Better Hearing Center Talk and Text Line. If you'd like to join us, please feel free to do that at 608-785-7914, 785-7914. La Crosse Mayor Tim Cabot talking about a wheel tax for the city of La Crosse. And, you know, the wheel tax idea for the county of La Crosse had come up a couple of years ago. I don't remember a lot of the conversations that we had about the mayor. What he said is that he's changed his position, essentially. And it's been a different taxing authority for sure, because it's not a wheel tax for the county, it's a wheel tax for the city. And he's right when he said that many, not just him, but others in the city, thought it was unfair that the county wheel tax was unfair. Well, now, certainly people in the city of La Crosse, I would imagine, would think that a wheel tax for the city would be unfair. On the other hand, like the mayor said, what other choices does he have? It sounds like a conundrum. Is it really? Your thoughts on that? 608-785-7914. We'll go to Nathan next. Nathan, thanks for waiting. Go ahead, you're on.
Hey there. Say, I was just wondering, do you know why they call the interstate highway systems the Eisenhower system?
Well, I frankly don't think that it's been called the Eisenhower system for some time, but I mean, that's really his baby. So he's the reason we have the interstate system, more or less.
That's correct. Yeah. And do you know who paid for the Eisenhower, the interstate highways?
The magical tree money genie. basically.
actually it was the rich people. It was through the income tax under the Eisenhower income tax.
Yeah.
The rate was, I'm not for sure, but it was 94% on the top bracket. And the problem that we have is that there's been huge amounts of income tax that are not taxed, and that is the way that you pay for roads and for getting things done. You don't cut taxes, you have to increase taxes. Now, the point is that nobody likes to pay taxes, but we need to evaluate exactly what we want as democracy and what's fair, and have some, you know, whoever's using the roads, you know, pay their share. But also it comes back to is that how do you raise enough revenue to correct the social ill?
Mm-hmm.
And that's through taxes. And people do not like to know that. But that's just my comment, is that you have to look and say, maybe we need to address maybe a local tax as far as an income local tax.
Hmm.
Or, you know, and I mean, the wheel tax sounds horribly unfair because, you know, I mean, I drive in from Iowa all the time, and I never pay a dollar of tax. But
right.
I do go to a gas pump. I pay federal tax, and I pay state tax. But, you know, it's just kind of funny, is that you have to look at another aspect of this. And that's just my comment.
Well, Nathan, I appreciate the call. Thanks so much. I mean, I think that it's, you know, certainly there are those out there who do believe that, well, no question there are those out there who don't believe that the rich, the ultra-rich, are paying their fair share. What is that fair share could be debated. But, post-war taxation was very high, no question about it. Income tax-wise, it was very high. And then we're at some pretty low rates for taxation at this point. If you'd like to give me a call, 608-785-7914. So I don't know if a local income tax is even something that's allowable in state law. I'd have to look that up. I don't really know the answer to that question. We have to remember that every action taken by the city of La Crosse has to remain within the bounds that state law dictates. Your thoughts, 608-785-7914, the Better Hearing Center talk and text line. This is La Crosse Talk, PM and Wisdom. I'm Mitch Reynolds, and we will go to the next caller, who is Eric. Let's go to Eric. Eric, thanks for waiting. Go ahead, you're on.
Yeah, according to the last caller here, I think the people got the most money should pay for everything. So when are you after Gunnarsson? When are you after Quick Trip? When are you after Mayo? Are there any people in this city who makes big bucks and make them pay for it rather than... This is unbelievable. Typical liberal.
Okay. All right. Okay. Yeah, he's got...
He's always looking out for the little guy?
Little guy. He's a little guy looker-outer for. Eric really is not, it sounds like Eric doesn't realize that, Gunnarsson and Quick Trip are two of the biggest, taxpayers within the city of La Crosse. It's almost like he's pretending he doesn't realize that, just to advance the conversation. What he's doing is that he's throwing that out there to encourage me to make the point that Gunnarsson and Quick Trip and, Weber Holdings and Ace Hardware and Mayo
Midwest
somewhat
family.
trying to think of all the biggest taxpayers in the state of La Crosse. But they're all paying a tremendous amount of money in property taxes. Whether they're paying in an income tax, not paying that on a local level, but they are paying tremendous amounts of money in property tax. So what he was doing was not, it wasn't that he was expressing any kind of sort of ignorance by his call. What he was doing through that call was to give me an opportunity to remind all of you of that. So thank you, Eric. I really appreciate that. 608-785-7914, 785-7914. All of those. So I'm interested, actually, I don't know. Somebody asked me this the other day. How has that property tax change, how has that changed? In relation to the amount of taxes paid by Gunnarsson versus, I think it's Weber Holdings, right? I think it's Weber Holdings. Anyway, so I don't know the answer to that question. We have to find that out because I thought that had stayed the same for 2017, but now I don't remember. So it's August. We need to be looking now into the future because we're more than halfway through the year. Let's go to, who should I do first? Jeff first? Okay, let's go to Jeff then. Jeff, thanks for waiting. Go ahead, you're on.
Hi, I got this great idea.
Yes.
that I believe New York does this. Okay. People who work in New York but live outside of New York pay a small percent tax, you know, like a 1% or something, to help cover the cost of the roads that they're using and abusing anyways.
So 1%.
Think of all the people who work in La Crosse but live up in Holman, Onalaska, Bangor, West Salem. Give them a 0.5% tax per, you know, per paycheck. I don't. Okay.
All right. So
care.
Like a, so an income tax, like a half a local income tax, basically what you're calling for. Yeah.
Right.
I think if you were going to spread it out, I think that that would probably tend to make the most sense. If your goal is to tax everybody who uses the infrastructure, that probably makes more sense.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
And furthermore, it might promote some people to move into the city limits of La Crosse if they live here and work here.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, we can eliminate that tax by moving in.
Hmm. Yeah. Okay. Do you live in the city or out?
In the city.
In
16th and Main.
Okay. What do you think about the idea of a wheel tax instead of what you said?
I think the wheel tax is a little ridiculous since I think half the damage is done by A, business, big business,
yep,
and B, by people who don't live within the city limits of La Crosse.
Right. It's interesting to note that the wheel tax, I believe big trucks are exempt from the wheel tax under state law, so the ones doing the most damage would not be paying the tax.
Exactly. That's why I think the whole concept is just absolutely stupid.
Okay. Well, I appreciate the call. Thanks so much. Jeff says, absolutely stupid on the wheel tax. Your thoughts, 608-785-7914. Once again, I don't know. I have to look that up. Rick is actually busily working through that research project right now, determining whether a local income tax is allowed under state law. How far have we gotten?
I was doing the, is Tim Cabot for or against the wheel tax?
Oh, okay. All right. Oh, yeah. Yes, yes.
I think
sorry.
Yesterday when we were talking about this. Wait, what day? Yeah.
Today's Tuesday.
I feel like Mike was talking about this yesterday. I said, okay, so gas prices always have that like 0.9 at the end.
Yes.
We should just jack that up 0.1 and round it off, and then that'll be the tax. Like, there's your, what's that? As opposed to, like, why not? That like a mini, mini, mini gas tax.
That's a solidly.
And then we'll know how much gas costs per gallon actually.
That's some scary math right there you just did. 608-785-7914. If you'd like to join us here on the air, we'll go to Carl. Carl, thanks for waiting. Go ahead, you're on.
Yeah. No, I think Eric was spot on. He just didn't elaborate on that they need to live within their means. And this is great that they're pushing the taxes right down to the local level, but it's the liberals are squirming because they need to tell you that they need more of your money. Quick Trip and Gunderson don't pay taxes. Their customers do. The big trucks, they don't pay taxes. Their customers do. And, you know, we could tax the big trucks out of existence, but then how are we going to get our needs filled? I think roads existed before taxes. So the key is to live within your means. And, you know, maybe we don't need a civic center. Maybe we don't need a pool. We do need commerce, and we need free trade.
Okay. Well, Carl, appreciate the call. Thanks so much. Carl says Eric was spot on. And, you know, and implied in that is that the choices that you can make choices in relation to funding infrastructure that don't involve increasing revenue, but simply about making better, well, choices. And that means maybe not funding improvements to the La Crosse Center, as he suggested, or funding the Memorial Pool. And that is certainly, I think, a fair number of people share in that philosophy. Yes, Rick?
We always get people yelling about the liberals. I think that back-to-back.
Carl was not yelling, by the way, just for the record.
Eric,
he was very,
Eric, very yelling.
Eric occasionally yells, yes.
What's the opposite of that? Like, what's the, is it conservatives? Is that what we call the opposite of the aisle there?
Are you trying to do this right now? Are you trying to say, okay, you're, okay.
Because then we just hang up on these people when they yell conservatives or liberals and hang up. Like, that's
okay. I don't want to hang up on anybody.
Just pointing fingers. We're just pointing fingers.
All right. Fair enough. Fair enough. Did you find out about the income tax in the state of Wisconsin? Do we have that answer yet?
No.
Okay.
No idea.
Well, really good to be back.
I don't know why you have these new expectations.
Nice job.
Comes back with expectations.
What am I thinking? What am I thinking? That's crazy. Silly man. No, it is good to be back. It is, really. At any rate, if you have other thoughts about this, and again, we'll have the story on our website in relation to the wheel tax. Everybody's thinking about a wheel tax. I might start charging people wheel taxes for parking in front of my house. We'll see how far that goes. Probably not very far is the answer to that question. Probably not very far. Lacrosse Talk PM and Wisdom. I'm Mitch Reynolds.
Dr. Holly Fisher, Optical Fashions.
Closing time. Open all the doors and...
I'm Mitch Reynolds, Lacrosse Talk PM on WYZM. Thanks for riding along here this afternoon and this evening. This hour has been brought to you by Pearl Street Brewery in Lacrosse. Thanks to the brewery for supporting us here during this hour. Thanks to Habitat for Humanity for taking care of the other hour for us. Really appreciate that. All of your input, of course, on the issues of the day. Lacrosse Mayor Tim Cabot for stopping by, as he did last hour, to talk about some of those issues as well as others that perhaps we didn't expect to bring up, including the possibility of a city wheel tax, which may be around the corner. It depends on what the conversation looks like moving forward. I'm sure we'll hear more about that as well as some other issues in relation to that continual urgency about budgetary limitations and the roads that need to get fixed. It's great to be back, by the way. Thanks again for a warm welcome. And thanks and my love to Anna. We'll talk tomorrow right here on Wisdom.